The Mason Minute with Kevin Mason.
I've been a music lover all my life, and I actually see both sides of the story when it comes to varying issues in the music business, because I was a music lover first before I got into the music business. But I see how music consumers want things and how the music business needs things. They want it too, but, well, they need it for survival. One of the things that just drives me crazy, and I understand why it happens because I understand how the music business works, is anytime a song is re-recorded, it's not the original hit version. You know, licensing and song rights and people moving from company to company, and especially as I try to go back through and recreate some of the catalogs of my music from the 60s and 70s and now even the 80s, you can't find the original files. They don't exist anymore because the original rights holders either deleted them, got rid of them, don't have them anymore. And so, well, a lot of times people are having to re-record things. I'm doing a project right now with some 70s music, and I'm finding a lot of it isn't the original hit versions. I don't know why. I don't know their politics, but even as a music lover, it drives me crazy. Again, I understand why. I just don't have to like it, do I?